Would we, as a society, crucify Christ today? Today, people tend to pretend that we have advanced in our morals, that we're past that sin thing. But, in actuality, we have only advanced in technology, and in ways to numb ourselves from sin's reality and the truth of Jesus. Phones light up and distract us from the true light of the world, Jesus Christ. Music inundates our senses at stores so that we ignore the still, small voice inviting us to come to Christ. Crowds pressure leaders, peers pressure peers. Countless ads and incentives to buy our way to happiness just constantly distract us. Yet, when our shopping sprees finish and the carts are empty, when the parties end, people find themselves with empty hearts. Social media and other forms of media attract our attention so that we ignore what's most important. How our society functions and treats Christ today could well be described in Isaiah 53:3-4, which actually prophesied and described when Jesus was crucified. We despised him and rejected him, a man of sorrows, acquainted with bitterest grief. We turned our backs on him and looked the other way when he went by. He was despised, and we didn't care. Yet it was our grief he bore, our sorrows that weighed him down. And we thought his troubles were a punishment from God for his own sins. That describes us today, doesn't it? You hear it everywhere. People use the name of Jesus as a swear word, dragging his name in the dirt like he was some kind of criminal. That reminds us of how he was crucified with criminals. You see it everywhere. Where secular society mocks Christ. People mocked Jesus on the cross. So would today's society crucify Christ? The answer is a heart-piercing, horrifying yes. It is because Jesus Christ, as the perfect, holy, good, and only Son of God, reminds us of our sin. And humans in power will do anything to keep their power instead of identifying their sin and repenting of it. The Bible says, if we claim we have not sinned, we are lying and calling God a liar, for he says we have sinned. That was 1 John 1:10. Sin is serious. Sin is rejecting God and doing things our way instead of his way. It's falling short of the glory of God. We are not God. He is God. And we offend him when we reject him, when we reject his loving, righteous, holy reign. He wants what's best for us, and yet we reject him. People today still act like Pilate, Peter, Judas, and the others. Pilate initially didn't want to crucify Christ. He knew it was a power-driven, politically motivated move by Jewish leaders who felt threatened by Christ. But when the crowds cried out for Christ to be crucified, Pilate caved to the pressure. Countless people today are just like Pilate. They desire the approval of people more than God. They choose popularity instead of Christ. Then there are the people who are like Peter. They decide to go all in with Jesus. And then, when their preconceived visions are dashed by unexpected tragedy, misunderstanding, and difficulty, they run from Jesus when the going gets tough. Oh, and then there are people who are certainly like Judas. They trade Jesus for money, power, popularity, and do not even blink when they betray him. And they always despair at the end. But there are faithful followers of Jesus, just as there were faithful followers at the foot of the cross who wouldn't leave Jesus, who still trusted in Jesus and obeyed his commands without regard of people's approval. There are true Christians today who really do know and love Jesus and keep his commands. Yes, today's society is just like when Jesus was crucified and resurrected. Today's society is comprised of sinful human beings who misidentify and mistreat Jesus constantly. Yet, Jesus still offers us himself. The good news of Good Friday is that God still offers us a chance to turn to Jesus, no matter how we've treated him in the past. Yes, it's not too late. Listen, it's not too late. Come to Jesus. He'll clean you from all sin, make you a new creation in him, free you from the effects of sin and death, and give you his victory. Hallelujah. He lives, and because he lives, we have the facts that we who know him will be with him forever in heaven. That makes Good Friday so good. That makes Easter worth celebrating today and every day. 1 Corinthians 15:57 comes to mind and surges joy in my heart. How we thank God for all of this. It is he who makes us victorious through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for sending Jesus. Please forgive us of our sins. We repent from our sins right now and we turn to you, Jesus. We welcome you in our hearts. And we ask that you rule and reign in every area of our lives. We hold nothing back. We surrender. We ask that you would just reign as our Lord. We believe you died in our place on that cross, bore the punishment for all our sins in our place, that you rose again, conquering sin and death. And we receive you, Jesus. We believe you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. And we give you all concerns on our hearts. And we just ask that you would use us to share your light and love with others. Just, oh, we love you, Jesus, and thank you for your love. In Jesus' name, amen.